The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good day, one and all. It is Mark Davis in for Dennis Prager on this second day of March 2022. It is a Wednesday, and welcome to the sunny and warm state of Texas, where our air is heated by some pretty fascinating primary elections yesterday. Anytime I come in to do the Dennis Prager Show, and it's always a joy as the happy morning host at 6:60 a.m. TheAnswer.com here in the big DFW. Since there's so much attention paid to stuff that happens here in Texas, I will, as we progress today, share a little bit of what happened with our governor, Greg Abbott, our attorney general, Ken Paxton, who faces a runoff, et cetera, because just part of the local charm that many of you enjoy. But we have global and national things to examine, so let's do. Again, Mark Davis in for Dennis. Dennis will be back tomorrow. DennisPrager.com, as always, for all things Dennis related. Welcome to everybody watching on the Salem News Channel, salemnewschannel.com, or grab the app. And in fact, let me throw you a Salem News Channel plug, because this will not be my only presence, not the first time and only time this mug will appear on the Salem News Channel. We have the wonderful Andrew Wilkow program, which is called Wilkow. And I say it like that because there's an exclamation point after it. It's like Jeb, except not like that. Andrew has a great show that is on at, let me get the time zones right, 5 o'clock Eastern time. And about halfway through that, he'll be welcoming me to talk about, stuff in the news, you think? The kinds of things that we will talk about with you today for the duration. And in fact, I often sit down with the show that I do locally here in Texas, and whenever I fill in for Dennis or for Hugh Hewitt or for Larry Elder or for Dr. Gorka or wherever I might wind up, with a kind of a sort of a linear game plan. Let's talk about this, then let's talk about that, then let's talk about something else. I think I want to try to keep various plates spinning at the same time today, because I can do it if you can. 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-8-PRAGER-776, because there is so much going on, so much on our intellectual and emotional plate, that I don't want to mitigate or sideline anything. The Ukraine situation has the attention of the world and has the attention of all of us as Americans who care about our fellow human beings. But that doesn't mean that we are of the same mind or the same philosophy about exactly what needs to be done to fight back against Putin's aggression. Last night, a State of the Union address, if that's what you want to call it. The first 10 or 12 minutes was sort of typical lead from behind, late to the game, tardy toughness, you might call it. That was okay. I mean, I'm really trying to work with the guy here. I didn't vote for him. It's the worst presidency of my lifetime. I'm in hell every day. But you know, if Biden better late than never, he wants to shut off our airspace to the Aeroflot jets and, you know, finally get around to that, which Europe did some days ago. Great. Again, better late than never. But then, you know, 10, 12 minutes in, I think I went to the fridge for a bottled water and came back, and he had just completely pivoted the mood. The actual, and this is a rarity, bipartisan mood, Putin bad, Ukraine good, hope that everything we're doing works. We all share that, don't we? That was all gone. And he was immediately diving not just into partisan things, which I expect, every president is going to deliver his agenda, which means when it's a Republican president, I'm likely to admire it. When it's a Democrat president, I'm likely not to. But he dove right into that multiple Pinocchio Washington Post Trump tax cuts only benefited the top 1% nonsense. It's like, what? Is he going to squander all of this? And then it was just off to the races. Off to the races for free stuff paid for by other people. Off to the races of everything the Democrat Party has used as a crack pipe forever and ever and ever. Free stuff paid for by other people. One claim, we're going to reduce the cost of child care. What? It's not government's job to reduce the cost of anything. The free market economic forces do that. And so it was just brutal. And then don't even get me started on electric cars. Electric cars are cool, by the way. Might own one someday. I don't yet. I am not anti-Tesla. I think they're beautiful. Elon Musk is a fascinating figure. I wish him well. They're going gangbusters in the marketplace. I see them all over the place. Fantastic. Must be very cool not to buy gas. Excellent. Good for y'all. Should I pay a dime to put a flipping network of car charging stations? I mean, you tell me. 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-8-PRAGER-776. I got my thoughts, you got yours. Within the last hour or so, Ted Cruz was on the Fox News Channel.
Night, I thought was incredibly disconnected and out of touch. And Biden referenced a number of the challenges in this country, but he took no responsibility for any of them. He talked about inflation. He didn't acknowledge the trillions in new spending and debt that's driving inflation. He invaded Ukraine. But secondly, Joe Biden specifically made a series of concessions to Putin and Russia, most notably waiving sanctions on Nord Stream 2, the pipeline that Putin was building to go around Ukraine to enable the invasion of Ukraine.
So that's Ted Cruz a few moments ago on Fox News, and it takes me directly to some of the things that I want to ask you. And the phone number again, of course, is 1-8-PRAGER-776. You can also toss stuff at me via Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Mark Davis, M-A-R-K Davis. And so here's the first. I'm going to presume, and please tell me if I'm wrong, that the vast majority of you share with me a lack of interest in involving ourselves directly militarily in terms of American boots on the ground. Not one drop of American blood, please. Money. I got no problem. Let's ship stuff to the Ukrainians and let them fight their war. It also strikes me as a European conflict. In watching that 40-mile Russian convoy, I don't know about you, but every time I see video of a convoy, maybe I'm just instantly taken back to Gulf War I, and I go full Norman Schwarzkopf, and I think, well, let's just bomb that thing. Let's see a blinding flash of light, and it's gone. Yeah, that was Saddam in Kuwait. We're not going to do that now. Piers Morgan, one of our more intriguing Brit fellows in the pop culture, wrote a New York Post column essentially asking America, why not? That, you know, we got him out of Kuwait in 43 days, and we're just going to sit around and do diddly squat sanctions while Putin rapes Ukraine? Really? Does that seem American? It's not a bad question, and so I will ask it to you. Are you steadfast in that belief of opposition to American military involvement? I pray every day of this horrible story that the sanctions work, that the wave of world opinion counting against Putin is something that he will hear, like that matters. I don't know if that would matter to him if he did have all of his marbles. Then you throw in what Marco Rubio's talking about, what Condoleezza Rice has been talking about, because Senator Rubio has familiarity with him, Senate Intelligence Committee. Condi Rice has had conversations with him and says, this ain't Putin of 5 years ago. This ain't Putin of 12 years ago. This guy is losing it. Oh, that's comforting. So, So what do you want to do? What do you want to do? What did you want from Biden last night, whether it's Ukrainian-related or related to other things? Telephone number again, 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-8-PRAGER-776. It is wonderful to be with you. I'm Mark Davis, again, host of 660 AM The Answer here in Dallas-Fort Worth under the big Salem Media Group umbrella. Glad to have you here. So we will talk some Ukraine. We will talk some Biden agenda as laid out in that State of the Union last night, what passed for State of the Union. We'll talk about some of the things that happened attendant to the State of the Union, some of the things that play forward afterward. And so we're just ready to start a big old telephone call festival. Mark Davison for Dennis, glad you're here. 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-8-PRAGER-776, and we'll continue.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they'd expected. Some own coins that have done better than they expected. Or maybe you just want to cash out and do something else with the money. Markets change, and to understand the current value of your precious metals portfolio, you should get a new valuation. So I'd like to tell you about my friend, and he is, otherwise I never use that term, Nick Rovich. Became my friend because I so admire his honesty and integrity and knowledge of the coin world, of the gold world, the silver world. He's owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion for over 40 years. Nick has built a reputation for trust and honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. Nick won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, I believe he offers the best price, trade, and consignment deals compared to anyone. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review for free. That's right, free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Call Nick at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694.
Mark Davis in for Dennis today. Glad you are here. Heck, I'm glad I'm here. Much appreciated. I'm your happy morning host at 660 AM The Answer, Dallas-Fort Worth. And it's always great to be here on any of the network shows, especially Dennis. Much appreciated. Appreciate the thoughtful audience. And have I got thinking cap stuff for you today. What does make the most sense in terms of hoping to God that we get some kind of positive result out of you? Well, positive result, just an end to the horrors that we are seeing on video every day coming out of Ukraine. And then assessing the Biden State of the Union and the word salad of bad policies that turned into. So let me start grabbing some calls, and I'll intermingle your thoughts with mine. Again, telephone number again is 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-8-PRAGER-776. And Tony, Mark Davis, welcome. Nice to have you on the Prager Show in Pittsburgh. Welcome. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you so much.
Good.
I was getting into my car to drive up to Home Depot to grab a pole saw when you posited a question for your audience, which was, should you have to pay for EV charging infrastructure?
Yes.
The answer, sir, yes, yes. The
why?
Answer is yes.
Why is that?
Because you pay for a lot of things that you don't get a choice over paying for.
Okay, the first thing that, when I bring this up, the first thing somebody mentions, and it's a pretty good argument, is like public schools for the childless. You know, and it's because there's something about a good, healthy public school system that benefits an entire society. That I can get. But so make the similar argument, if you can, for electric car charging stations and why that is any of my concern.
It will promote the purchase of more electric vehicles.
How is that? How does that help me? How is that my concern? If you want to buy an electric car, heck, if I want to buy an electric car, that's awesome. That's an individual marketplace decision that somebody makes that is none of my concern.
Do you think that climate change influences the marketplace?
I think climate change is a fraud, a palpable fraud. Maybe that informs my thoughts a little bit. The notion that we should be making policies based on the threadbare belief that human productivity is changing the temperature of the planet is something that you'll get resistance from me about.
So you don't believe that there have been any climate change events in the United States in the past, say, 25 years?
I believe they're totally unprovable. I think this notion, this glomming on to the notion that fires, floods, hurricanes are in any way related to human productivity is a junk science fraud. Yes, sir.
So you don't go along with what 97% of scientists believe about climate change, then you're in the 3%. You're in the minority
that,
on this.
I'm definitely in the minority. It is not 97-3 by any stretch, and it's changing by the moment. Absolutely, as has happened at various times in life, sometimes the majority of scientists are wrong or guided by money or guided by politics. Absolutely. Now, that I'll add 30 seconds. Maybe people are hearing this from me for the first time. I'm all about a clean and pristine planet. I think one of the cool things about electric cars is that they are cleaner, and green technology is great. Solar panels and all that.
That's my whole point. If it's a cleaner technology,
right,
why are you against supporting it?
Because if somebody wants to buy an electric car, there should...
clean technology.
I'd support it with my dollars for things in my life. It is not my job to support anybody else's consumer choices. That's all.
Right, but that's not a consumer choice. You said they're cleaner and better for the environment. Why
right.
would you want to not make America a cleaner, better environment for your children to live
in? Because I think the environment should be affected by exactly the number of people who buy electric cars, exactly the number of people who buy solar panels, exactly the number of people who make those individual choices. Should I be subsidizing somebody else's solar panels on their house?
You already are. You're subsidizing wars that you don't want to fight. You're subsidizing oil.
No. We fight. Well, stop it. We fight wars as a country. Dude, come on. If you're just, please. Please.
Are you going to hang up on me now, you little baby? I
probably will, but I tend to keep
people. You are, you little baby. You don't have a feeling argument. You've literally talked yourself into a corner. You said you believe it's good for the country, but...
No, I didn't. There are lots of things that are good for the country. There are lots of... We fight wars as a people. We fight wars as a country. Those are not individual consumer choices that anybody makes. As far as electric cars, that's fantastic. That's great. That's lovely. Whatever anybody wants to do. I'm just not in the mood to subsidize other people's consumer choices. It's just not something that I think that anybody should have to do. And if the people who altogether buy electric cars, you know, need charging stations, then perhaps there ought to be some subsidy attached to their purchase of an electric car. Or maybe it's something that Elon Musk wants to do. But one thing I'm not going to do is engage in some kind of, you know, round the tree with petulant people that have zero tolerance for a countervailing view. The notion of man-made climate change is a fraud. The notion of that human productivity absolutely is warming the planet is junk science. The Latin logic premise at play is post hoc ergo propter hoc. You get human productivity, and then the planet warms at times, and at other times it does not. So in the 70s, when the planet was cooling, after decades and decades of belching stuff out into the environment, how in the world did the planet get cooler? Maybe it's because there are other factors here. And I am absolutely supportive of green technologies that work, but I don't think I should have to subsidize them, not in any way, shape, or form. So when Biden yesterday in the State of the Union is talking about some 500,000, you know, electric car charging stations, I went apoplectic because it's crazy. We didn't need it for gas stations. Oil companies brought their own gas stations, and I know that by their very nature, these are different things. That the oil company brings the oil to you. It's not like the electric company bringing you the charge of your electric car. So what you end up with is people subsidizing the consumer choices of others. And the gentleman was right amid his toddler tantrum. That I absolutely am. I absolutely am subsidizing other people's solar panels. I am subsidizing all kinds of green technology. And I shouldn't be. And you shouldn't be. Green technology belongs in the marketplace. Oh, and by the way, this might be important to some people. I don't believe in subsidies to the oil industry either. Let the oil industry rise and fall according to our desire to consume fossil fuels. I have an enormous desire to consume fossil fuels, by the way, and let the green technologies rise and fall similarly according to the tastes of people who wish to use them. All right, more of you next. 1-8-PRAGER-776. Mark Davis in for Dennis. Do stick around.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for you. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets. That comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a set for as low as $39.99. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll receive Mike's soft cover book free when you use promo code Prager. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Prager. Along with this offer, you'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and more. Call 800-761-6302. Use the promo code Prager or MyPillow.com. Promo code Prager.
Always a good idea. Dennis Prager Show for this Wednesday, second day of March. Mark Davis filling in from 660 AM. The Answer, Dallas-Fort Worth. Multiple issues on the table. What in the world do you see as a path out of the Ukrainian outrage, the atrocities? It is frustrating to sit here and do what seems like nothing. We're not doing nothing, and I don't mean that as a double negative. We are doing something. There are sanctions. Are they tough enough? Fair question. Do we have enough people doing it? Fair question. Is there any appetite for American military involvement that does not involve boots on the ground? You know, a good high quality, air raid, a good attacks from the air, drones. We got plenty of drones. But the thing is, as easy as that is to formulate in your head, that does indeed constitute an engagement of Russia directly by us. And is that somewhere you want to go? If the answer right now is no, how many, you know, war crimes do you need to see before that changes, or would it? And is part of this, because this is what I've been asking on the local show for weeks, because I am speaking to and part of a community that says, you know, not one drop of American blood for the Ukrainian border when we can't even defend our own. You know, I'm sure you've heard somebody put that together at some point. But doggone it, man. The Piers Morgan column, which I'll probably share at the beginning of next hour. We're going to take a lot of calls right now. Asks America, does it seem American to sit here and hope sheepishly that the sanctions work? And what if they don't? And Piers's point is that it is a nuclear bluff from Putin, it's nuclear saber rattling, and that we don't have to worry about him pressing the button if we should directly engage him. Well, I'm glad Piers is comfortable with that. Are you? Am I? I don't know. 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-8-PRAGER-776. Dominic in Los Angeles. Mark Davis, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. Mark Davis filling in. How are you?
Hi, Mark. Good.
Hey.
Look, I'm trying to understand and clarify how we got to this point, to this situation, from a historical standpoint. From what my reading is, at the end of the Cold War, 1991, the Soviet Union dissolved itself. The Warsaw Pact dissolved itself. Germany reunited. Communism ended after 70 years of a Cold War. Why didn't the United States dissolve NATO at that time?
The first thing that would occur to me is that just because one chapter of risk comes to an end, one does not presume that a subsequent chapter of risk would not arise. A North Atlantic Treaty Organization that says an attack on one is an attack on us all seems like a good idea to have in good times and bad, does it not?
Well, that's true. But I would like to point out that one of the greatest diplomats and historians of Russia and the Soviet Union, George Kennan, made this statement in 1998 after NATO started to expand. George Kennan said, and he described the NATO enlargement as a strategic blunder of epic proportions.
Why?
Now, that's George. That's George Kennan.
No, I don't care who. I care why. What is the logic of that? Just tell me. I got about 45 seconds. What strikes you as your belief that the perpetuity of NATO has been a bad idea?
Well, I'm looking at what George Kennan.
I don't care. I say this with love. I don't care. I care about you. If I say, well, I got to tell you, Joe Blow says that, you know, 2 + 2 = 5. That doesn't mean 2 + 2 = 5. You know, and by the way, credentials and expertise mean almost nothing. I can find you constitutional law experts who are idiots on the Constitution. Don't get me started on science experts. I just went around the tree with that with the other dude. So whether it's you on that end of the show or me on this end, we got to figure out what people are saying and then see what makes sense to us and why. And why, and assess why. And I'll tell you, well, honestly, I know Putin wants NATO to be gone. He wanted an assurance that Ukraine would never join NATO. I'm not going to tap dance to him. We're not going to offer him any assurances like that. More of you in a moment. Mark Davison for Dennis Prager, 1-8-PRAGER-776. Stick around.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Mark Davison for Dennis Prager. Dennis back tomorrow. And it is a joy to be with you. I'm the happy morning host at 6:60 a.m. The Answer here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Taking a bunch of calls all over the country about stuff going on all over the world. From Biden's State of the Union last night. How'd that work out for you? To the whole Ukrainian quandary. We want to do something. We want to be perceived as we want to feel in our hearts and our minds like we are taking our proper place in a world response to an outrageous and an infuriating and unsustainable incursion by Putin into a sovereign nation. But it seems like we are a country that doesn't want to bomb anybody just yet. We don't perceive a direct American interest in this. And there's a cost of doing something, American blood and treasure, doing something militarily. And there's a cost of not doing something or not doing enough. And that basically means we sit here and watch as he rapes a country on TV for weeks. So triangulating that is tricky and interesting and requires a lot of thought and dialogue. And glad to be doing it here with you. Again, follow me on Twitter at Mark Davis, M-A-R-K Davis. Great to be with you on the Dennis Prager Show, where the phone number is 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-8-PRAGER-776. So last night, one thing that the president didn't talk so much about is terrible inflation and how he caused it. It is funny. I've heard the analysis. Well, Biden didn't talk about our wide open borders. He didn't talk about how he's jacked up gas. What president ever goes to a State of the Union and says the State of the Union is sorry and it's my fault? That having been said, leave that to me. Leave that to us, and we'll spend some time talking about it. Speaking of inflation, it's at like a 40-year high. Everything's more expensive. Cars, gas, groceries, housing, cost of living increases. And so as America feels the pinch, if you can find areas in your life where you can save money, and your wireless bill is surely one of them, then Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, they're all jacking with you for the same service you could be getting from Pure Talk, mind you, at a fraction of the cost. So join them. The more lines you have, the more you save. Right now, you can get 4 lines, talk, text, and data. 4 lines for $64. That's not per line. That's total. So that's how the average family is saving over $800 a year. Find out how much you can save from your existing cell phone. Dial #250 and say Dennis Prager. And this month, you'll save an additional 25% for your first 3 months. Dial #250 and say Dennis Prager. And magical things will happen. All righty, let us head back to your calls. We are in Calabasas, California, and Charles, that is you. Mark Davison for Dennis, welcome. How you doing?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Good. It's very easy to demonize Putin with all the propaganda we've gotten. The truth is that Russia and NATO had a non-proliferation pact from a long time ago. Russia never violated theirs. NATO violated it 3 times, annexing 3 countries they agreed not to, and now a 4th with the Ukraine. That would put missiles right on Russia's border. We were ready to go to war with missiles 90 miles off of our coast. Suppose Russia and Mexico made a deal and we had missiles aimed at us from Mexico.
Do you actually want to draw a myth of equivalency between NATO armament on the border of Russia and Soviet missiles in Cuba? Do you really want to do that?
Yes, I really want to do that.
Wow.
You can look at this through, look at it through Putin's perspective.
Why in the world would I want to look at it through Putin's perspective? I understand what other people do. I mean, I get that.
If you want to negotiate with people successfully, if you want to avoid war, you have to first respect them. Respect means redo again, spect, look at. When you respect someone, you look at something through their eyes. If you look at the situation through Putin's eyes, you will see that his fears of NATO expansion are more justified than NATO's fears of Putin's expansion.
Well, and you really want to say that in view of what's happened with the last few days. I mean, you've got a half a point in that, in dealing with any foreign leader, especially one that's being a troublesome misbehavior. You're right. You do have to get inside their head, figure out why they're doing what they're doing in order to bring them around, hopefully, to better behavior. But that's not all you're asking us to do. You're not asking us to understand Putin. You're asking us to agree with him. And that's just a bridge too far.
If you look at it from his perspective,
Because that is foolhardy to think that Russia somehow has something to. In fact, if you're so good at channeling Putin, tell me what are his concerns of NATO armament in Poland, for example? What does Putin have to fear from that?
First of all, it was a violation of an agreement.
Answer the question. What does Putin have to palpably fear? This is your entire point, is that he has so much to fear, trembling in his expensive suits. What does he have to fear from NATO in Poland?
More expansion by NATO.
Expansion to where?
Expansion east into Russian territory.
But so, what would that look like? What would that look like? What would that look like? NATO, unilaterally? Good. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
First of all, it would mean moving into what was to be a buffer state, the Ukraine, which they agreed not to do, putting missiles right on their border. And I ask you again, if we had missiles on Mexico's border and Mexico had an agreement with Russia, would you be satisfied with that?
And I tell you again, that is an absurd myth of equivalency, an absolutely absurd myth of equivalency. So, but I do appreciate the answer, which I did finally get. And that is that somehow Putin fears that the NATO armaments of Poland will soon roll right into Ukraine, maybe even Belarus. Ukraine and Belarus, of course, are not NATO countries. They might like to be. I'm not lobbying for them to be, but I don't think there's any particular reason to think that NATO fancies loading up Ukraine with missile launchers. Wonderful calls, appreciating all of them. 1-8-PRAGER-776, Mark Davis in for Dennis. Stick around. Much more to come.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hey, Mark Davison for Dennis. Glad you are here. 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-8-PRAGER-776. All right, let's check out some more folks on the phone. We are in Michigan with Candace. Yes, ma'am. Mark Davison for Dennis. How are you doing?
Yes, fine, Mark. You're doing a great job as usual.
You're very kind. Thank you. Thanks.
My point is, first of all, if Putin keeps going, eventually he's going to have NATO countries on his border. So, I mean, that's sort of a moot point. And I look back to the Second World War. Would we have had a Second World War if, when the Nazis invaded Poland, the whole world had reacted in concert and just come down with an iron fist? I believe that we would not have had the Second World War, possibly, and we would have saved a lot of lives. That was an argument used when we dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that it was saving all kinds of lives by taking direct action. I don't see how we can just ignore what's going on in Ukraine and say, well, this doesn't really affect us. I believe it affects us very deeply. So,
Candace, thank you. Beautifully put, and thank you. And so, again, I can almost hear people in my headphones. We were at war with Japan. We had been at war with Japan through 19, the end of Pearl Harbor through 42, 43, 44, dropped the bombs in 45, absolutely saved Japanese lives by dropping bombs. Japanese historians will tell you this, because they weren't given up. They were not given up. We are not at war with Russia at the moment. It seems like it's a strong motivation to keep it that way. The lady used her usage spoke directly to my heart, because is it binary? Is it either or? We're either on a war footing or it's nothing. I think when I hear somebody say, whether it's Piers Morgan in his column that I'll share next hour, or this fine lady, or my own little voice in my head sometimes, sanctions are not nothing. World repudiation is not nothing. But it may be woefully inadequate. What if he just doesn't care? Got to wrap our heads around that. So I tell you what, let's carry that into the next hour. Mark Davis in for Dennis. Follow me on Twitter at Mark Davis, M-A-R-K Davis. And call the show at 1-8-PRAGER-776. And we will continue. Thanks for being here on The Dennis Prager Show.
The Dennis Prager Show, live from the Relief Factor pain-free studio. Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.